Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, joins us now with Scams and Spams. Good morning, Steve. A lot of kids looking for work this summer, but there are summer jobs scams to watch out for. Tell us about these.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks so much for having me today. Yes, as the summer season approaches, the quest for the perfect job heats up, and our Better Business Bureau scam tracker is seeing a lot of reports of deceptive listings and scam artists out there with too-good-to-be-true work-from-home offers. So I think especially the students and or anybody looking for a job online is vulnerable because of these risks. So we want you to stay vigilant and make sure that you're dealing with a reputable organization. These scammers tend to use real company names and can be very convincing. So you got to make certain you're talking to the actual company itself. You may want to go to the website and see if that person works there and do some more research on it first.
Beware out there. It's also summer vacation planning time, and you need to be careful about buying airline tickets, don't you?
You do. We're seeing a lot of reports at the Scam Tracker website where these organizations have these great offers. They go online. You think you're buying a ticket, and actually the company's only reserving a ticket for you. As soon as you give them your credit card number, you look online, and it shows it's in your name, but it's only reserved yet. It's not been bought. And then what happens is they then take the reservation away and steal your credit card number. So mm-hmm. It's imperative that you deal with reputable organizations online. Be careful of those too-good-to-be-true offers, because they usually are, Bob, as you know.
Yeah. When you see a sponsored link clearly identified that way, that's one thing. But sometimes these websites try to fool you into thinking it's an airline or a legitimate travel agency, right?
It does happen quite often, Bobby. There is one character in the URL that's different, or that they make it look like they are truly the website of the main organization, because you don't do your research. You just click on that link on the top, and that top may just be an ad placed by the scammer. So it's imperative dealing with the reputable organization and the airline itself if you want to deal with the airline. But go directly yourself. Don't follow those links, because you never know where those links are going.
Tell us about what happened out in Orland Park with a home repair job.
Well, it's happening because they had a bad storm, as you know, recently in Palos Heights, too. They had hail damage. So you got the storm chasers. So the Orland Park officials are warning the residents about the storm chasers in the area that are not local contractors and has swooped in to take advantage of the people, as we talk about time and time again. I experienced this many years ago in Naperville, where we had a severe hailstorm damage. They just come out of woodwork, Bob, and they go to neighborhoods. And the good contractors are busy right now, like, unfortunately, and they know that. Mm-hmm. So they take advantage of the situation. They can help you out, and they give them the money, and they run, and they never come back or do shoddy work, Bob.
And we didn't get a chance to talk about SNAP benefit scams in the last couple of weeks. Fill us in on this, Steve.
This is really disheartening, Bob, because scammers are targeting about 41 million Americans who are struggling to feed themselves. And this used to be formerly the food stamp program itself. So these are individuals that need extra income for food. And they're getting emails or they're getting calls saying that something's wrong with your account. You got to, click on this link or call us. And they ask for the card number. And what they're doing is they're reselling those card numbers to somebody else and stealing the money from those people who need it the most. So if you get a warning email or something's wrong with your account, like we talk about every week, it seems, Bob, those phishing emails, is go to the site directly of SNAP and deal with them directly. Don't follow those links or don't believe those callers, because as we talk about time and time again, Bob, the caller ID can be manipulated in many ways.
Oh, for sure. All right, BBB.org for more. The Better Business Bureau website. Steve Burness, thanks, sir. We'll talk to you again next Thursday.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.